Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? I'm still saying it. Happy New Year! You already know. What else better to do but have the 1,088th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network? I am your girl, Adrienne Misunderstanding Valance. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to the Block Church, the place for the whosoever will. You know, I'm not really big into the names. We're not big into where you can go and find it in the scripture, but we are big in the feeling of God is real, and he is so real for everybody, and everybody needs to be able to understand that God has intended for this thing to work just like that, and that's what we do here at the Block Church. So if this is your first time to the kingdom, welcome to the kingdom. Because it's going down in the PK. 319-527-6091 is a number if you would like to call in live. If that gives you a problem, 323-870-4174 is the alternative. If you feel impelled, please press 1 and come on in, ask for prayer, make a comment. I love comments because everybody that knows A will know that I can do it for an hour. I can go more than an hour. Trust me, because when you get into talking about what God can do and how he works it and what he's supposed to do in our lives and how we're supposed to just go on and matriculate through the thing with him and Bob and we, child. Yeah, it's going down tonight. It's welcome to the Black Church, the place for the whosoever will. Oh my, everywhere we go, people wanna know who we are. So we tell them, this is the Black Church, mighty, mighty the Black Church. And I put it in there, right? But I put it in there on a simple thing to say that, yes, it's the same thing. Yeah, we talk about the same God. Yeah. We talking about, we rocking out with Allah, the only God. There is only one, and we should all know it. If we don't know it by now, what's it say? If you don't know it by now, you will never know it. Ooh. Yeah, on PKN, you get a lot of remixes. Especially at D-Block Church, because we just like to be able to vibe. If you can vibe, then we can have good conversation. When you get in and you know where you fit in and you can kind of sit and you settle and you wrestle into whatever it is that you need to get right from where you need to get, hey, if you need your Bible, go get your Bible. I ain't going to lie. If you need your drink, go get your drink. Because what we're trying to do here is we're trying to get closer to where it is that we need to be so that one day we'll just know not to bring. We'll just know that there's a place in our lives where we want to actually separate it from what we do in our regular lives. Because if you look at your regular life and you look and see that there is no God in it, something got to change. So this is why we offer D-Block Church here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And this is the 1,088th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. And the topic tonight is people lie to people. But God created people for people. Or let's say he created the people for the people. Because think about what we're doing versus what was meant. And the reason why I say it like that is because we are doing something, and we know that we're doing it because we are doing it every day. We make conscious decisions to live the way that we do. We want to do the things that we do. If we have money, we spend it. If we don't, we do whatever we do to not have the money, and we still do whatever it is that we do. We're doing it. We're doing it, and we're doing it well. The first time somebody says something to somebody about God, if they cringe, if they run to go another way, if they are going to see that they don't understand what's going on and they don't even want to be a part of this conversation, tonight is dedicated to them. Call these people right now and tell them to tell more friends, to tell all their friends that maybe we need to get on here and understand, because I'm not going to tell no lie tonight. But there are some lies that are being told. And if we continue to live in lies, we will never, ever, 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 ever go to what is really promised to us. So it's not even so never, ever, ever, because you got to get it together. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, God, help me out, y'all. 319-527-6091 is the number, or 323-870-4174. Now, you know I don't do names. But there was a young lady that just celebrated her 14th birthday. I think she was like 14. And her mom bought her a cake. And, of course, like everybody else, they put it on Snapchat or the gram or whatever. Do it for the gram, however y'all do it, right? So she posts her cake, and they singing happy birthday to the girl. But she got a rainbow on her shirt as well, singing happy birthday. She go to blow the candles out, and they went out. It was a happy birthday. Well, she went to school. At school, somebody saw it on one of these socials, something. And because they saw it, they expelled this young lady from her school. My question really, truly is, why would you expel her from the school? You sound silly right now, all day long. But I'm just saying, if y'all ain't here, then find out about it, because this is the kind of stuff that they cover up, and they give you a news story real quick on, and then they'll run back the news story that you already heard 15,000 times so that you don't realize that there's any more news going on, because they just want you to focus on that one particular one. It's not always the right thing to do, but if we start to pay more attention, remember it's 2020, we are looking at things different. We're seeing it differently. We can see clearer now because 19 is gone. Remember? We're still in January. This is still all new. So you're still running across people that haven't received the word yet. There are still people that think that we are still in where we were last year. There are people that are still thinking that things are still not the way that they're supposed to be. Stop talking about the things that they're not supposed to be and just go on and figure that we done did that. Dang. Is there any way that we can just go past the fact that what we think that we won't do, what we think can't happen, what we think ain't never going to do, the people that we think won't work, can we just push through and see them work? Because remember, God sees them working because he's got a purpose for them. And right now, his purpose, if they're down, is his purpose is for you to be up in helping them. That is the purpose of why they are down. You want to know why the person is still begging? Because you didn't help them out yet. If you have the ability to help them out. If you don't have the ability to help them out, you're really not going to worry about the man begging. Tell the truth, shame the devil. This is D-Block Church. But we got to get better, because at the end of the day, we done lied, we done schemed, we done did any and everything that we wanted to do. The people that we're lying to are the people, but we can no longer lie to God. You will not be able to run from God. There are all kinds of stuff. Your arms are too long. Your arms not big enough to box with God. You know what I mean? I heard a beautiful demonstration of boxing the other day. and it was like everybody wants to box it up to heaven. And it ain't even a box up to heaven because you actually is boxing, you pushing them down under your feet because you always have your foot on the devil's neck. I like that. But we don't know that. So people's like, what? What does that mean? Like, I don't understand. But the reason why we don't understand is because we don't even want to give it a shot. We got to come into a place where we're saying, I'm not the best, but I sure ain't the worst. But I can help you if I can, or I can say something to you, because what I don't like is when you walk past me. Don't walk past people and don't say anything. I know people make it a promise, like they make it a situation to not say something to people when they walk by. All of these things are tricks of the enemy, and when you hear what you sound like, what you're doing, you're walking past people and you are not speaking to people. Is that not rude? Somewhere, you're walking past people and you're not speaking. You sit next to people and you do not communicate. Is that regular? Do our children see what there should be? Are our children striving to be where we are? These are questions that we need to ask ourselves, because at the end of the day, it's funny because I'm in an age group where it seems like nobody cares. How about that? I'm sad. Shout out to the 77 babies, because I don't know what was going on in 77. And if you're out there and you know, please press 1, because the world would like to know what was going on, because everybody from 77 is from heaven. And we going straight back to heaven. Understand that. 77, we is definitely going to heaven. But we got to find our way, and we got to find out our purpose. And if we find out the purpose in it, then it makes sense. But right now, we just sitting in nothing. So where are we supposed to go? We have no place to go but God. You got to go up. So when you think about it, people are going to lie to you. But people are supposed to lie to people because people are people. Because if people can lie to God, of course they can lie to you. I'm not understanding how people can lie to God, though, because there's a lot of us that actually do that. And I think I might have did it for a long time. But then one day, I think what happened was it was like I wasn't, even, it's not even so much a lying to God, it's more of a lying to self. Well, no, it's like lying to God because he knows. But you just can't lie to somebody that they know. You know how somebody already know you're lying and you still want to tell a lie anyway because you know you're just good and honoring at your lie. I'm sorry, I could be just talking for myself. But I'm sorry. But you understand what I'm saying? This is where we are right now. So To be confronted with it, to be like, all right, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to even attempt to tell this lie. I'm going to walk right. I'm going to talk right. I'm going to live right. But that would be too much like right. Somebody just said, ew, why would we do that? And that just sounds crazy. Because you would say, yeah, let's do that. That sounds so great. But I know that there was about 3 people that was like, oh, I don't want to do none of that. But yet, if you turn around to your right or to your left, or maybe if you go down the hallway to your right or to your left, your children are in the bed asleep, or your children are right there with you. But you don't want to have no part of it. Think about it. D-Block Church, y'all. When you get here, the only thing I want you to do is think about whatever it is that we're talking about. Because everything that you will see from now on, you will be able to at least see what is going on the way that God has to put it in, has put it in front of us so that we can see it. The problem is, if you don't know what God is saying about what it is that we're seeing, then you don't understand what you're supposed to be doing when you see it. You understand? So it's like right now, in the world that we live in, if you want to watch what's going on with the impeachment and all that kind of stuff, because I think the man's just making a book right now, because he's going to be in the history book. Listen, he's going to be in the history book, and I think it's going to be great, because at least the kids will have a good time learning about him in school, because I remember learning about Nixon. You know what I mean? I remember the whole thing. Like, it was big. I remember how he lost. So these things will be monumental for other reasons. We'll be able to laugh at it, because why? Because we have been in situations way worse than this, and we have overcome situations way worse than this. And we will overcome this one, because this one is really done, and he needs to just stop. But we shouldn't even be paying attention all that like that, because we should just know that the baby was just born not too long ago. Remember? And when Christ came for the government. And so that was already taken care of. The second that was done, because now you understand that now we got a Savior that can do way more and above anything that we could ask for. But if we don't know and understand why it is that we have been created to do what we do, then we'll never get to the utopia of life. Somebody just rolled their eyes. I wish that they were rolling their eyes in the fact of the feeling of trying to feel the euphoric moment. For those out there, it's like, you know, it's the climax. You know, I'm big on it. I'll tell you in a second. If you love God like I love God, he makes you tingle inside. I don't know too many men that make me tingle. And I'm beyond. But that's for another day, another time. Sorry. If you'd like to call in and talk, don't talk about that. But even if you want to talk about that, because honest to God, that is one of the really things that's going on right now. And people have just got this misconception about who God is and what God is all about, and how our Creator created us, and what he created us to do, and what he intends to do with us, through us, and for us. The only thing I can do is say it. Right now, I just feel like I'm the trumpet. You know how they say when the trumpets sound, they're supposed to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. All of the armies come together, and this is where we meet, and this is where we go, and then we attack, and we take it, and we take that, and we take that. And it's the blessing of it is nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets hurt. Everybody gets helped. Has there ever been a place where you could say that nobody gets hurt and everybody gets helped? Well, you just found that on D Block Church. You know there's a place. And guess where that place is? The place is in your heart. Because if you have him in your heart, then you'll be able to find that place wherever it is that you find yourself. I heard someone say something the other day about Joseph getting thrown in a well. And I thought about it, and I said, you know what, that is so funny. Because Joseph did. He had a real, 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 real great dream, right? And there's some dreamers that are probably out here listening right now. And if you're not a dreamer, or you think you're a dreamer, keep dreaming, you know, but pay attention. That's all I can say, because I'm a dreamer. I'm a big dreamer, you know, and like Joseph, when you dream and you see it, you blot it out, you tell people. And what happened was he told the dream. Like, he's seen it, and I'm telling you he's seen it, and he's seen it flat out. And when he woke up, he went straight to the people that he's seen it in and told them where they were, where he was, and how it was going to work. And they just looking at him like, yeah. Really? Okay. Are you seeing all that? You know what I mean? So it was like, So you know how it is when you got a brother or sister that is, you know, a little bit closer to your mom or dad and can get what y'all need and all that kind of stuff. Well, Joseph had it real bad, because Joseph ends up in a well. They throw him in a well. But it's like, okay, everyone gets caught up in the fact that Joseph got thrown in a well, but someone said the other day, how about God placed it so that the well was empty? Hello. Ha. That was it right there. They're going to be little moments that you got to be able to see and find. But understand that. Okay, so he was in a well because they was hating on him. He told everybody what was happening, and they basically got him in the well, and then went back and told their father that they lost, that he died. Lord Jesus, they lied and everything. But this is what we do. This is how we work. We can't put the Bible into our world because people then say, oh, well, you can't put God in that kind of stuff, da, 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 da. But now we have to figure out what we can put in it. So the only thing we can put in it is fact. Right? Okay. So if you look at it like that, you look at Joseph's story, and then Joseph saw his dream years before it actually came to fruition. He ended up in jail. You know what I mean? He was sold. He was in prison. But it's funny because we were talking, and then Joseph ended up in that empty well. And Jonah was swallowed by a big whale. Now, I know somebody just said, what? That didn't even make sense. Just go with me for a second, because I was just staying and we were talking, and then because of the fact that you hear well and well, you'd be like, oh my God, look, he's well and well, but it is well. It's not well. We don't think that it's well because it's not really well, but if you think of that, if you see where you are and you understand that the situation is doing something for you in you, and you start to find out exactly what it is that you're supposed to be doing in that moment, and for God, not for what you think. Not for how you think, not for how your brain is working it, because understand that if you can still think about it, if you can still put your hands on it, if you can still touch it, if you still got the orchestration of how it works, it is not God. I'm going to tell you that now. I hate to hurt somebody's feelings, because I'm not taking anything from you, and I'm sure not taking anything from God, but I'm giving him all of the credit, because you got to understand something. One, without him, we would be nothing. We wouldn't even be breathing. This would be done. The way that we're acting as if we have no breath. That's basically what's going on here. That's how you say it. There you go. We are walking around. We're sophisticated. We're doing what we need to do. We look good and everything. And we're laughing and we're joking and we watch TV and we're being entertained and all these other things. But what's going on? Nothing. Nothing. If you look at it, we can't continue to just keep doing nothing, because if we do it like that, we are lying to ourselves. We can't continue to keep lying to ourselves. Like, people lie to people, but God created people for people. So how is it that we got to be lied to but for you? How can I be with you and you lie? How am I supposed to figure out how and where I'm supposed to be and where I'm supposed to put you in my life, but you lie, because people lie. You got to look at it all in a different perspective. You got to look at it like the Creator looks at it. Because the same way you fell short, somebody else fell short. Chappie will always tell you, sin is sin. Ain't no greater. Sin is sin. Do you understand that? People don't understand it. They don't want to go there, because if you don't think, if you can't even imagine the sin, look, if you can't even imagine the sin, understand that it's just a sin that you ain't been able to imagine. But you probably don't want to go in there. You probably don't want to go down that route. But a sin is a sin. And if we understand that, then we can all understand why God, our Creator, did exactly what he did. And think about it. We're all made as a pair. That's another thing people are like, what? What do you mean? We're all made out of a pair, because all women, right? Didn't we come from the rib, or was that only one rib? Oh, it was only one woman, one rib. Ow. 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. Yeah, I might have just said something. And, if you think that you can help me out, please press 1. I would love to hear you. But when it comes down to the wells. He put us in the well. He puts us in wells, but he makes us know that it is well. And the fact that it is well is what gives us an opportunity to say, I can understand what you're doing. I can understand what you're saying. The difference is I understand why you're saying what you're saying or why you're doing what you're doing. In 2020, we're going to figure out the why. And that's by knowing who God is. That's by knowing who Christ is. That's by knowing everything about what you're supposed to be going through and what you're not. I believe that we are so far removed from the Word of God that we have completely changed. We have changed things that will never, ever, 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 ever change, because God's word will never change. And he told us that long time ago, long time ago. So when we start thinking about what it is that we're doing and what we've been doing, things are not the same, and they shouldn't be the same, and they will no longer remain the same, because if they're not right, they need to be stated and they need to be put on the table. And no longer will anybody, truth, anybody sit back and just let it go. Because if you think that you are in a place where you can, please, you know how to get in contact with Purpose Kingdom Network. Make sure you get in contact with Purpose Kingdom Network, or go on my Facebook, or do whatever we need to do. Get to where we need to get, because we will go to wherever it is that needs to go. Because God's word needs to be heard, and it will be heard by anyone. Because it says that every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess, right? That Jesus Christ is Lord. What I don't want is people to be forced into it. I want people to, no, excuse me, you can't even be forced into it. That's the blessing of it. God only gives you a choice. I talk very aggressively, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's you. It's how you do. What you gonna do? You gonna do what you gonna do. That's all I can say, right? But the reason why it's so important right now is because there's a misconception going on, and I think within the misconception, we can catch up and grasp what it is that God has been trying to say, and leave all that other shenanigans and all that stuff, the interference stuff, out. Like when we say sexual immortality, it needs to be all of that. You know, there should be no difference from how immortal it could be, or what it is, or how it is. And especially because of the whole situation with the school and the rainbow and all that. So, yeah, that's going to be something that the D-Block is going to really work on this year. And if you're with me, I hope that you support whatever it is that we're doing, because we're going to do something. Because there's no way that we're going to continue to keep going on like this, and God is going to get the bottom, the bag. Even though it does say that, because we are not the head, we are not the tail, we are the head. That's what it says. But we sit down at the bottom, because that's exactly where we're supposed to be. But the time is now. 2020 is here and is no longer time. If you see the raggedy, check it. Don't forget. I'm sorry. We can't even do that anymore. Baby, yeah, no. We hold doors for people. We say thank you, and we say good morning. How are you? Yeah, and you see the kids light up, and their parents are still stuck. Stand back up and say something to the parents, like, yeah, let's get it. That's all. That's it. Let's get it. No man, no harm, no foul. Let's just get it. We got to do it. We got to do it today. We got to do it quick. But we got to do it quickly. This is going to be a great year, though. I already have seen and came in contact with some great people that I know that you would all benefit from here. And it's just going to be funny how God put it all together. It's just going to be really funny how God put it all together. But this is going to be the year. If you don't know anything about God, this is going to be the year that you can find out about it. Like, This is not the official, but come on, man. What up, what up, what up? We in Z Block Church, and I'm trying to tell you, Z Block Church is where it's at. And if you're not hearing a message that's sending you somewhere so that you can go and fix something, maybe you're not eating the right food. Because it should make you hungry. It should make you hungry, and then it should fill you up, and then you should be able to walk out of there. And I'm telling you, you should be able to, this thing works. And when it works, you want to tell more people about it. Why? Because you want to see how good God really is, because you would never, ever, 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 ever imagine it. Ever. And that's the blessing. That's the glory. And that is where people sometimes want to back up. Listen to that. That is the glory. That is where people want to be. That's the sunshine. And sometimes people want to back up. If you're a person that is in that order, that action, ask yourself, why are you backing up? It's fun. It's people. It's love. It can work. Why did we, what? So if you're one of those people, please ask yourself. And please continue to listen, because at the end of the day, I understand what it is. I understand how they set it up. I understand that they got everything that you want to think about as a germ, everything that you think about as a disease, everything that you think about as, you know, as pedophiles and all that type of stuff. You got all the things that are happening. But the only thing that I can say that will really, 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 really work in the process would be that you just treat people how God treats you. How God treats you. Like, so when you do mess up, and it seems to be the end of the world, you can always rest assured that if you're in the Word, you're already prepared for that. You know what's going on because you've read the Word and you've seen it, and you're understanding as it goes on daily. Now, it's not going to go daily in your life like that on from the pages. However, the more you read it, the more it becomes who you are, the more you absorb it, the more you live through it, the more it just becomes exactly who you are in the spirit of where you want to be. Everybody is not there where it's supposed to be, like right there, but everybody needs to understand a little bit about what it is so that they can understand that there's something that we're doing out here. We're not making money. We're not looking good. We're not driving nice cars. That's not what we're into. This is Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia. We broadcast Purpose Being Network from Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a major city. Philadelphia is the city. People don't even dig it. And I'm talking about Philadelphia, PA. I'm going to put the PA on it because I know there's another Philadelphia somewhere. But how about that Philadelphia is so important. People don't understand it. If you don't know what God's word says, then you don't even understand. If you're living in Philadelphia and you don't know what God's word says, you don't even know about the church. You don't even know what it says. You don't even know where you live. You don't even know the people that you are. You don't even know what's going on. You think that you're at a war. You think that you're fighting. You're always against something. Everything is always about this. This is bad. This is this. This is that. They're not paying attention. They're not listening. They're not doing any of that. But they are. They're paying very close attention, and they're watching. And we need to be careful of what it is that we are showing, what it is that we are what we are exhibiting. Because guess what? They are watching. They are watching. But if you don't read the scripture, you wouldn't understand who is watching, and you wouldn't understand what it is that you're supposed to still be doing. Because at the end of the day, what happens in Philadelphia is they do be watching. And that's what he said. Because of your faithfulness, because of what you do, because of how you rock, because of what you say, because of where you are, because of the things that you didn't want to do when you didn't need to do them, because of the ground that you stood. That's Philly all day. stand up, we don't even know it. We don't even know it. We represent the wrong thing. We want to represent the wrong thing. The day that that man was at the game and he represented the Broad Street Bullies like we was Philly, no. Somebody should check it out loud. Matter of fact, you've been checked. I don't know who he is, but somebody go and send it to him. What's his name? MB. I'm a woman. He won't fight me. But no, that's not the image that we want to give, because Philadelphia is not that. We were the ones. Philadelphia is the church that just believed. And because of the fact that we believed that we were going to be the example of what God can do, no matter what. Stand up. Say who you are. Know who you are. Say it with your chest. Like I said, say it with your chest. Say it with your chest. Because you got to know who you are and you got to know whose you are. If you know who you are and you know who you are, then you kind of know and then you're figuring out where you're going. And then you'll know how to talk to the people on your way. I'm learning my talk. Because, you know, listen. I want to take it all the way back to the where we need to do it anyway. You know, I'm serious. Y'all got to get in this script. Listen, the way I be in the word is crazy because do you know that I got to say, matter of fact, no, I'm not even going to say that. I am going to leave that for the ladies. I am definitely going to leave that because that's a discussion. That's a discussion piece. We're going to talk about the rain. Make sure y'all are there Monday. Tonight, Monday, 9 p.m., we're going to do Let's Talk About It. And I'm trying to tell you, we're going to talk about it. So if you don't know anything about what I'm talking about, find out about a little bit of it. That way you can at least know what we're talking about because it's real. And I think that things are just not happening because we are not talking about things. We are letting things slide. We have let things slide just a little bit too much. We have let the ignorant kids that chuckles when they should be popped slide a little bit too much. Somebody said pop? Yes, pop. Because if they are out of place, then you need to tell them. They are out of rope. If you're out of position right now, you need to explain it to them. That way they know when they grow up how not to be out of position, not how not to be sitting in the wrong place, how not to say certain things, how not to handle certain things. You know what I mean? How to be able to handle a situation. People have to understand that there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And everybody thinks that where they are is what it was. And it was for you where it was where you are. But you're not there. And people have to understand that. And we got to give up on that. Don't ever forget who you are. Don't ever forget whose you are. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget it. But at the end of the day, now you got to figure it out because you got to adapt it to what's going on right now. And the reason why I say that is if you're not connected to a child right now, then you don't really understand this new fresh wave that's about to happen. You don't understand the purity that is going on underneath this current. If you look at the news and you look at the cities and you see what they're doing and they're rebuilding things, they are rebuilding from kindergarten, preschool, because you have to start very, very young. This is the problem. But now they're doing it in the school because no one is going to say it at the house. Welcome to Z-Block Church. What up, what up, what up? You will hear about it here because we can't keep doing it anymore. There's a purpose for every single person in here to do exactly what it is that God has intended us to do. However, where we are right now in the process is exactly where God has intended for us to be. You know, that person that's always working to try to get over the lump or, you know what I mean, always striving to just do this, always wanting to do this, just wanting to get the money. You know you'll never be satisfied. You'll always just be keeping and getting the money. It'll always be something else that makes you want to go get more money. More money. You'll never just be satisfied to say, you know what, God, you did it. And the day that you say, God, you did it, and I know that you did it, then you'll be able to get it, and you're going to get it more abundantly and more abundantly. But the point of it is you got to actually say, God, I did it. And then not only do you have to say, God, I get it, but then you have to start working and looking at it and living it, and then you really start to get it, and then you don't want most of the other stuff, and then you'd be like, oh my God, God, I get it. someone out there is listening to me and they're like, what? I'm in my 40s. As my preacher would say, I'm in halftime. I just went in the locker room. And I might have fumbled a few times out there. You know what I mean? I fumbled and I threw a lot of picks. I don't know what was going on. I had to catch my vision. You know what I mean? They must have been following me. They must have been following my eyes. But I can see clearer now because 19 is gone. So the way that I used to move, I can't move the same way. The things that I used to do, I can't do the same way. It's almost something that happens when you get the revelation. Hello, Philadelphia. Revelation. Hello, Philadelphia. I'm just saying, revelation. Hello. What's up, Philly? Oh, man. It's just great to be from the place where you know that it's going to start. You know that it's going to happen. You know that it's going to do it. Why? Because God said it's got to do it. And when he said it, he says it's got to happen right now. He says it's got to happen right now. And the only way that it's going to happen is you're going to listen to this podcast and then you're going to send it to somebody else. You're going to hang up. You're going to go downstairs. You're going to talk to all of your people that are still alive, like still in the house and stuff, and you're just going to love on them. Even if they're raggedy, even if they messed up, even if the toys are all over the floor and you told them before you got on the phone to move them and clean them up so they can get ready for bed, still love them. And find a way to do it, because the funniest part is the way that we don't want to do it, because you just won't want to do it. A lot of times you just want to be mad. A lot of times you just be like, please just let me be mad. I'd rather be mad than have to try to work something out. Just let me do what we, you understand? But a lot of times God puts you right there so you can work it. He won't allow you to move until you work it. So then what we're trying to do and what we encourage you to do is to start working little by little, day by day, step by step. And then there's a little prayer that says, order my steps. There's a song that says, order my steps. Because if you can understand at least the direction in which you're supposed to be going, it kind of makes it makes more sense in the long run, because you'll have history, you'll have references, you'll have things that people know, and you'll be able to go back and say, this is my work and this is what I've done, and you'll have portfolios of your work and stuff. And sometimes people don't have all that. But God still saves them too. Like, he's still right there. And he has no pick. And because he has no pick, we got to learn how to get over our pick. We have to learn how to get rid of it. I guess that's the whole die to self thing, like literally, you know, but people say that I take it too literal. I think if you take things real literal, you'd be all right. Stop reading into what you think that it is and think what it is, because that's exactly what it is. What I just said it was. It's easier to do it that way. But people get confused. Why? Because these are the things that we are just doing to ourselves. It's a trick of the enemy, but it's not even the trick of the enemy when people are telling you that you're being tricked. Because the second somebody tells me that I'm being tricked, I don't want to be tricked anymore. Now I want to see what it is. How did you do it? Isn't that funny? Everybody that gets tricked on, the first thing they want to do is, how did you do it? Why? It was a trick. I tricked you. Yeah, but now I need you to know. I need to know how you tricked me so I can make sure that I don't get tricked like that again. Really? But that is what's going on. But we can stand up to all of it and say, you know what? To God be all the glory. I stand on his team. When we got a win, when we got a game going on, when there's a game going on, because it's a game, you can even call call it a war, you can call it a game. Sometimes games can be war. Understand that. Especially back in my day, because, you know, everybody didn't get no trophy. And I was trying to come home with mine. So everybody has an idea of what it is that they think that they want to do, but when it gets lined up to what God has called them to do, that's when you realize, that's when you see it. That's when people start to see it. That's when things just start to click. And you won't be able to know that it's clicking because you're actually like just going through the motions of it, but God is all the way through it and doing it. And He is honoring what you do. Now He's honoring what you do, and said you shouldn't do that. And they heard you. So I believe you should come on and do it. But before we get into it, I'm going to just finish with this, and I'm going to say, I don't even know how that worked because it wasn't even supposed to do that. But the devil is a lie, and what we won't do is let anything go through not right, because all I was trying to say today is that you got to understand that people work on a lot of people, because people lie to God. But God created people for people, so we were intended to do this thing together. So we have to find the togetherness. There's no such thing as not being able to work with this person. There's no such thing as not being able to deal in that capacity. There's no such thing as that. Why? Because if you love God the way that God loves all of us, then you will be able to accept Him the same way that everybody accepts Him. Now, everybody does not accept all that God has to offer. And that's because I think they just really misunderstood. They still have a misunderstanding of everything that happened, or they're just deliberately not wanting to understand it. But there is no greater love than a creator, a father, to actually put a seed in a virgin and literally come helpless into this world. Our Savior, who grew up as a baby, who lived a crazy life. It wasn't great. You don't know that. And then when you have to, you have to understand the sacrifice. You got to understand, first of all, you got to understand who Jesus is. You got to understand what it was. You got to understand the walk. You got to understand the talk. You got to understand the carry. You got to understand how and the ways and the whys. That's why it says no man comes to the Father but by me. If you're not doing these things don't even add up to what you think that you're supposed to be somewhere close to the Father. But people think that it's Jesus. Let me explain. This is a call of salvation, because if you don't understand the process, if you don't understand who Christ is, you don't understand why this is for you, then it's hard to receive it. But if you understand that there is no greater love but the love that your Father has for you, each and every individual out there, God is right there, right now, wherever you are, saying to you, I got you. Do you got me? Because at the end of the day, you should be like, ooh, sunny and shit. I got you, babe, right? And you be singing it back. Because when you have your eyes that way, it's like you can almost see the cross. When it gets really, really, really bad. But y'all know I got Chappie on the line tonight, right? So, I would like if Chappie could come on. And, of course, he's going to do the announcements and all that other stuff. But I want I want the call to come from chat. And the reason why I want the call to come from chat is because, one, none of us would be on here doing what we're doing. You wouldn't be out there where you are listening, if the dream didn't come to her. So it's still January, so I consider this to still be the first month. So you know it's Happy New Year, and I ain't going to tell you, but we get one more. So, we got one more, y'all. We got one more. We're not going to have one for a long time, but 2020 was real, real, real good. Kicked out the door, baby. Oh, I'm sorry. See what I'm talking about? See, Chappie is going to take you to the throne of where you need to be. And then when you get in the kingdom, holla at the girl, man. Oh, I'm sorry. Chat.
We bless God. We thank God for the testimony and the word that has gone forth this evening. And we just believe that somebody out there this evening, that their spirits were touched, that their soul was quickened within, and that they have a desire to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. If that person is out there, we just want to bless God for you this evening and thank God and praise God for you. And if you're out there, you might be sort of wavering back and forth. You're not sure. Your perspective of the whole thing might be a little cloudy, or Satan may be in your ear reminding you about everything that you've ever done wrong, or might be sitting there telling you that, you know, your mother never loved you, your father never loved you, your wife left you, your children have turned their back on you, or your parents have turned their backs on you, or whatever your situation may be. I want you to know that God loves each and every one of you, not just myself, not just Sister Adrian, not just those other hosts on this network, not just those ministers you see in the pulpit, but God loves you also. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. And God gave us a clause in John 3:16 that includes each and every one of us. I call it the whosoever will clause. He said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And what I love about the whosoever clause is the whosoever covers every economic situation. It covers every cultural situation. It covers every sin that you may have ever committed in your life, from A to Z. It is covered under whosoever. All that God requires of you is to step out on that little grain of mustard seed faith and come to him, believing and trusting him on his word. His word tells us, whoever believes that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, whoever believes it in their heart and confesses it out of their mouth, the same shall be saved. It's not hard to do. You just repeat a simple prayer. You can repeat this prayer after me. You just say, Father God, I come to you this evening. I come to you believing and trusting you on your word. I come admitting that I am messed up. I mess up, that I've made mistakes, that I've sinned. We're going to call it what it is, that I've sinned. And I come asking for forgiveness this evening in the name of Jesus. I accept the gift of your son into my life. I ask him to begin to not just forgive me of my sins, but to make me new in Jesus' name. Amen. And I know whoever just said that prayer, they're sitting there going, well, I really don't feel any different. Well, that's okay. I want you to know that right this second, the angels are rejoicing for and over you, the next thing I want you to do is I want you to tell somebody, not because it's what I want you to do, but because that's what God's word says. He said, confess it out of your mouth. And despite what a lot of church folk could tell you, you don't have to wait until Sabbath worship or Sunday morning worship. You don't have to wait until Bible study or prayer service or joy night. You don't have to wait for the church doors to be open, because I'm not talking to you this evening about a church membership. I'm talking about a personal relationship. All you have to do is tell somebody, hey, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior this evening. You can go outside screaming at the top of your lungs. If it's somebody in the house, let them know. If you're listening via internet, dial in 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. Press 1 and say, hey, I just wanted to let you know I gave my life to Christ this evening. However you choose to do it, once you make that confession out of your mouth, according to God's word, you are saved, and we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, of course, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, it's okay, because that's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here, just for you. We have different hosts that come on each and every night. There is someone here assigned to your voice. Hallelujah, God. We just believe God for the seeds that have been and will be planted. We encourage you to join in with us tomorrow evening for a very anointed man of God, Minister Bernard Morrow, and he will be coming with his ministry, By Faith We Good. I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this man of God tomorrow. You do not want to miss the move of God tomorrow. Call somebody, text somebody, and tell a friend to tell a friend. Join us right here tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Again, at 8 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. Again, that is PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to talk with you, to pray for you. Also, we encourage and invite you to join us at anchorfm.com. You can join in with us for our morning walk in God's Word. Amen. It's called a morning walk in God's Word, where we begin each day with a reading of God's Scripture and a prayer. We invite you to join in. There's no number that you have to call. You can go on to any of our social media net, sites and just simply hit the link, or you can download the app Anchor FM on your phone and you can get it that way also. Please feel free to listen in to any of our archive shows. Again, you can hear them right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can also hear our archive of our last end of the year, our fourth annual end of the year 2019 revival, Watching for Jesus. We have managed to and are blessed to have been able to combine all seven nights into one streaming folder, so you can get that, Watching for Jesus, where you will be able to hear all seven nights of the revival right there on anchorfm.com. We thank each and everyone for joining in. We love you with the love of Christ. Sister Adrian, thank you so much for just sharing and bringing forth the word from the Lord this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Well, thank you so much. Don't forget, y'all, tomorrow, power. By Faith We Good. Oh man, when I tell you something about, it's something about hearing that word. That one, for one, when you start working on your faith is like a muscle. Any muscle that you work on every day, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So if you work this thing like it's intended to work, it works really, really well. we were talking about dreams and all that stuff today. I was just talking about different people and how people will treat you and what you might be going through and things that I have gone through and how it looks. Just think. They started already celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. You know, everybody's excited because they get the day off. Tell the truth, shame the devil. It's like you get a day, you get another day. People have taken Martin Luther King's day and made it the service day. So a lot of people go out and they serve and they do things and they give back to the community and they make wear t-shirts and clean up stuff and help out. But we missed the part about his dream where it just says that one day we'll be able to just do it all together. And the sad part is we do it all together every day. Because it only works when we do it together. If you're only with one group of people, you're only doing it one certain way. So that means there's got to be more ways to do it. And even if you have to separate from the group and then you go to another group, you should be able to get right into that group and get right into the groove of doing what it is because you know what to do. That's what creation is. That's what it was intended to do. That way when you get to a place where you've never been, there's somebody that's set up so that you can be all right in the place that you've never been while you're there because there's somebody that's going to be able to walk and guide you through it, especially if you're one of God's children. Because it was David that said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. It's like, I'm out here. I know I'm out here. And the difference is I know that I'm out here, but I'm out here for a reason. So as I'm walking and as I'm talking it and as I'm living it, if you can cover me to the point where I know that I'm covered enough that I'm supposed to say exactly what you want me to say right now in this moment, that's what we do. Deep dive. Stand up. What up, what up, what up? I see you in 2 weeks. God bless. Tonight.
Jesus bled.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.